What's up, brothers and sisters? Today on the podcast, we got brother Alex Padilla out of Oakland 378. A lot of you probably already seen him. He's one of the funniest fuckers I've seen on Instagram. So I really appreciate it, Alex, for coming on, man. Like I said, you've been grinding, dude, and I really wanted to talk with you and just kind of get your perspective, man, how life is for you as an iron worker and all the things that you're doing. So if you could go ahead, just give us a brief bio, man, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Alex. I grew up in Hayward, stuff like that, you know, and like with the whole like iron work thing, like, so I was doing high-rise window cleaning, union, and in San Francisco, and we just weren't making a lot of money, and I don't know. I just couldn't get used to being on that fucking scaffold, you know, 46 stories. I mean, I did it for months, but yeah. So like when I was with my ex-wife, her older brother was an iron worker.
Okay.
And he started showing me like his paychecks, you know, like when he got home, and I'm like, man, what do I got to do to get in, you know?
Yeah.
And then I guess like he knew somebody. So like he got sponsored in. So yeah, I skipped all that gladiator process. I got sponsored in, stuff like that. And
did you go straight into rods, Alex, from there? Or do you do structural too?
No. So once I started with rods, I just kind of like, yeah, it just grew on me. I've been doing it for about 10 years now and stuff.
Yeah, you're a pretty fucking jacked dude. You obviously keep in shape, man. I'm sure that has a lot to do with it, but you work out on top of that, man. So you obviously like that aspect of iron work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely toughened me up because I had a huge chip on my shoulder coming into rebar because like of my history with gangs and stuff like that, drugs and all that. You know, so like I went in there with a chip on my shoulder, you know, egotistic and stuff like that. So it was really hard for me. Like the first, like I want to say 6 months or so, you know, but one thing that rebar has taught me, like it's taught me how to be real quick on my feet. It's like, it's given me real tough skin and stuff. And yeah, like it's given me the confidence to do like everything else in life that I want to do. Like it gives you that confidence, you know, like, fuck, if I can do this, man, I could tackle anything in life. So yeah, I'm real grateful for rebar, you know?
Hell yeah, brother. And like, and just props to all the rodmen and, out there, man. Cause that's fucking tough work, bro. I mean, I started my career in that. I mean, I did more structural, but I did do rods through my career, but, you know, it's hardest work we have, you know what I mean? I mean, it's up there. There's work, you know, doing all our aspects of iron work, there's a lot of tough work in iron work in general, but rod busting is up there, man. But just doing that kind of stuff, like, is there a particular job that you've been working on, Alex? Can you kind of tell us about the job that you're working on?
What, like with rebar?
Yeah, where are you busting rods at? What project you working on?
Well, right now, the economy is like really bad out here in the Bay Area.
Okay,
so it like work has just been hit and miss, really.
Gotcha. I mean,
like, yeah, sometimes I'm in Silicon Valley, you know, sometimes, yeah, I'm in the, like, the Oakland area and stuff like that, but it's just been hit and miss, and that's what kind of started this whole comedy, like, journey.
Gotcha.
Just, you know, having, you know, more time, like, I know how to keep myself busy. I'm a very, like, I have a lot of energy, so I'm not one of those guys that is just going to sit on a, like a lazy boy couch all day and just like, I'm going to go out and keep myself busy. So I was just like, you know what? I've been doing this for 10 years and like, fuck, there's this endless amount of material when it comes to construction comedy, because the characters that you come across, especially in a like rebar, you know, like we work side by side with carpenters, laborers and all that. That's why I'm always shouting them out, you know,
yep.
Because we're always like literally like just right there. We're always arguing, you know, over the crane, who's going to get the pick first and stuff like that. We're always, just,
oh, yeah.
You know, so it's like a yeah, there's definitely a lot of love, like, with those guys and stuff. And yeah, there's just a lot of characters that I just came across throughout the years in, you know, construction. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to start playing a character. I'm going to come to social media with a character. So prior to that, I went on a social media fast, though, for a couple years. You know, I deleted Instagram. I never had TikTok or anything like that. You probably, like, deleted Facebook. But just out of nowhere, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to download these apps, and I'm just going to start doing content. And I'm just going to start just catting off. And, you know, I'm going to come to social media playing the grumpy iron worker that just talks shit about everybody. And I'm going to, so, like, if you read the titles, like, of the videos, the reason why I resonate with so much people is because, like, you could tell I kind of know, like, what the fuck I'm talking about. Like, the, look, like, yeah, the situations that I'm trying to act out, you know?
Yep, 100%, bro.
You know? So I think that's what's getting people drawn to me. They're like, all right, this guy is just not some, you know, idiot that's just dressing up as a construction worker, yep, you know, and just like, no, like, I'm really describing situations and characters. So, and I've been around a lot of different funny characters. So I'm just coming to social media with those, like, being those characters. And
so, like, just to stop you there, Alex, like, we were talking before we hit the record button, bro, is that one of the last reels that you did was, like, you were, like, talking to your therapist. You're playing your electrician, right? And
yeah.
Your therapist, and somebody made fun of your side. And, dude, yeah, I'm, like, sitting here fucking crying my ass off, dude, just fucking dying, man. Where did – so something obviously happened, but, like, tell us about that.
All right, so – I'm going to blame the electricians on this one. I'm not taking accountability for this, you know? Yeah. Like, so if you read their bios, they're like electricians versus everybody. Like, what is that supposed to mean? You know, it's almost like they're waging war on all the other trades and we're not even fixated on them, you know?
Yep.
So, I made one video about, like the raining one, like one drop of rain and everyone wants to roll it up.
Yep.
And so a lot of the times when I do these videos, a lot of times I'll get an idea, but I don't have this stuff written down. It's just kind of off the top of my head, like some of them. So I had to think of something quick in the video. So the first thing that came to mind was, like, electricians, on how they're always the first ones to roll it up with their big old rain jackets and everything like that. And so that's what came to mind. And then after I dropped that video, I had a tsunami of fucking comments of, like, electricians just talking hella shit, you know? And I'm like, all right, like, maybe I can, you know, fuck with their ego a little bit more, you know, on this. And then someone messaged me a video of, like, one of their union guys. And then, I pretty much just did a video, like, kind of mocking how he talks and stuff like that. And then, like, ever since then, they've been doing response videos and they've been, you know, jabbing at me too. And it's just been funny. And the guy that I did the video on, Michael Hahn, out of 617, their local, their union.
Yeah.
And he follows me. I follow him. You know, like, I joined a couple of his lives and stuff like that. It's funny, like, he could see when I joined his live too.
Yeah.
You know,
that's awesome, man. That is fucking awesome. That's because I was just scrolling through, man, and just, like, you know, then you go into the shitter in one, man. It's just so funny because it's so real. It's so real, bro. It's like, fucking, I've seen that a million times. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because why do women want to start drama with us when we're working? Why do they always, like, fuck with us? Like, just can't wait till it gets home.
Yeah, no shit. Hell yeah. So yeah, Alex, I mean, on top of the electrician stuff, man, you do shit like you're talking to Poncho and shit, dude. It's like, we got trucks and, you know, you do, like, you know, typical rod buster shit. You know what I mean? The excuses that you'll get. Hey, man, this is an overtime job. Well, I'm only working 8 today, but I'll work overtime tomorrow. Shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. I love that shit, dude. So, like, kind of tell us more about that. Like, what made, like, I guess, just like incorporating like the Rodbuster mentality in comedy. Like, I don't really think there's many people doing that. So, like, can you guys tell us about like a little bit more of like what your, like, what's your goal in this, right?
All right. So, I'm a lower middle class, blue collar guy, you know, pretty much like grew up in poverty. I've always wanted to be famous for some reason. It's just like always been in me, but I didn't know like my self-worth, like growing up, you know? So I used to always let people like dim my light, you know? So ever since COVID happened, I don't know, I guess you can call it like a big spiritual awakening, you know, like we all had to isolate. We were forced to. So what I did is like, I went on a gym journey. Well, not the gym journey, because all the gyms were closed, but I was doing a lot of push-ups, pull-ups, a lot of running and stuff like that. And then like going through like all of that, you know, solitude and stuff like that and self-care and all that, I started getting all these like ideas and stuff like that. And, you know, getting laid off of work, you know, more times than I could count because the economy and stuff like that. We haven't really, like, this economy out here, I mean, I can only speak for this area, it hasn't really recovered since COVID, really.
Yeah.
Like, it hasn't really been booming. And so, to answer your question, COVID kind of brought this out of me. And, like, every day I just wake up with, like, this sense of excitement. Yeah. Like, all right, today something's gonna happen, like a door is gonna open for me, you know? Like, I'm aiming for Hollywood. That's where I want to go. I want to play in movies, preferably like comedies and stuff like that. But ironwork will always be dear to my heart. It really made a man out of me. It really toughened me up. And it's given me that confidence to like tackle on like any project, you know, that, so, like, I put my mind.
Well, Alex, before you got into ironwork, bro, were you like, I know that you said that you had, I think you said you had addiction problems and you were in gangs and stuff like that. Were you always like physically fit back in your early years, bro? Or did you kind of, like you said, once you got into ironwork, you're obviously working out all day long and then you started running and weightlifting. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of how it worked?
So it's funny. Excuse the voice. I got allergies right now. Yeah. So my voice is a little raspy. But before ironwork, I was probably like, I want to say 220 pounds.
No shit.
Like I'm 5'10". I was really out of shape. Probably coming off drugs, you know, coming off alcohol and stuff like that. And yeah, just getting in, so out of shape. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like when I first got in, they put me first on the yard for about a week, and then I went to the shop with all the shop iron workers, the fabricators.
Yeah.
And I worked with them, but they didn't like it very much because I was union and they're non-union.
Yeah.
So that kind of was like just a short time that I was there. And then I went out to the field doing freeway work. I forget what you call it, but we're packing like 60 foot, I want to say number sixes or number sevens. And we're doing that all day in the middle of summer in Stockton off the I-5 freeway.
Sure.
And here I am, 220 pounds, brand new tools, all nice and clean with my apprentice hard hat with the sticker on it.
Oh shit. Oh damn. Was it continuous paving, Alex? Is that what you were doing? Continuous paving?
So it was like off the side of the freeway.
Oh yeah.
And I guess they're reinforcing the free, like it wasn't bridge work.
Okay.
I know that much, but we were just adding like reinforcing on the side of the freeway.
Okay.
But it was in the middle of summer in Stockton. So it had to have been like 105 to 110 degrees.
Yeah.
Here I come, you know, all chubby and stuff like that. And they found out I got sponsored in, you know, the foreman told them that I got sponsored
Shit, yeah.
And they all went through the gladiator. So they're like, all right. And they're all conditioned already for that kind of work. And they ran my ass to the ground. I'm not going to lie. You've all say that for everyone to see.
That's usually how it is, man. You know what I mean? Like fucking, anybody gets wind of shit like that, but hey, man. That's just the name of the game, Alex. So obviously you persevered and you continued on. You didn't quit.
Mm-hmm. No, I wanted to quit the first 6 months, but I was like, man, fuck that. I'm just going to keep coming back. And then, once you just keep going, like your body eventually just gets a condition, you know, for it. Like people always tell me like, oh man, that's really hard work. Like, you know, they give us our flowers, you know?
Yeah.
But if I don't really look at it like that, I take pride in what I do and stuff, but now it's just like, yeah, I'm going to work, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just another day at the office.
At the office.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, speaking of that, like you're getting back to the comedy, I didn't mean to switch subjects on you there, Alex, but like talking about movies, man, like, you know, obviously doing what you're doing, somebody may fucking see something, you know what I mean? Like you said, reading those comments, man, like I was like Michael Jackson eating the popcorn meme, you know what I mean? I was just fucking sitting there just reading this shit, just laughing my ass off. But so like speaking of that, are you going to continue building more characters or like, are you just going to continue with like, you know, going down to the electricians would we see a laborer at some point or maybe a carpenter, Alex?
I'm not really finished with the electricians yet because they made fun of my hair, you know, and I didn't like that very much.
Yeah.
You know, like. You can make fun of my skinny jeans, you know, all that, but do not make fun of my hair, you know?
Yeah.
So,
fuck yeah.
I may drop a couple more videos on the electricians only because that Michael Hong guy just did another video about me, you know?
Oh, I'm going to have to check that out, Alex, because I haven't seen it, bro. I'm going to have to look and see what he did.
Oh, he's popping on social media, especially on TikTok. He's got like 130,000 followers.
Damn. I'm going to check that out. Cause I mean, I think it's funny, but, so you just strictly on Instagram then, Alex, are you on Facebook? Cause I guess I didn't see on Facebook.
Yeah. I'm on Facebook. I'm on TikTok and I'm on YouTube, but okay. I don't know. I feel like YouTube is harder to like do numbers on or something.
Yeah.
I think YouTube is more the place where people want to learn something.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, there is a lot of funny stuff going on YouTube too, but when I open up YouTube, it's usually if I'm just like, I'm trying to get up to date on something or just like learn something.
Yeah.
But Instagram and TikTok. Yeah. They're fucking with me.
Yeah. So like with that being said, Alex, so like, what can we see here in the near future, man? Like, you know, you were talking about doing like getting in the movies and stuff. Do you see yourself like going down to like LA and shit, or like you just kind of hoping that it, like just doing your own little independent thing on Instagram, like just hoping that blows up?
I'm going to stick with Instagram and TikTok, but I always tag Hollywood.
Okay.
I'm always tagging Hollywood all the time, and that's kind of like, if I can make it to Hollywood, that'll be like a dream come true. Like that'll be a trophy. Like, you know, like you have world champions, they finally get the WBC belt or the UFC title.
Hell yeah.
You know, like if I can make it to Hollywood and, you know, be in a movie or star in a movie or something like that. Yeah. Like that would be like my title.
So that'd be fucking, man, that would be fucking awesome, to be honest with you, man, because I would love to just one day see fucking your ass doing in some kind of movie playing an electrician or something, you know what I mean? I think that'd be fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I'm all stocked up on electricians.
Fucking A, man. Hell yeah. Anybody listening to this, dude, contact Alex. But yeah, brother, so like just kind of like getting back on the ironwork and stuff, you said the economy is bad. So do you ever like boom out, or you ever thought about booming out?
So since I've been on this social media comedy journey, I've been having a lot of iron workers from like all over the country, you know, message me saying, hey, like, we're busy over here. There's a lot of work in Texas, a lot of work in Arizona too. So I've been thinking about it, but I'm also working on this side project, you know. I might get into like the restaurant business.
Oh, no shit.
So like, yeah, I might do that on the side. So, yeah, like, so something's brewing there, you know? Yeah. So yeah, I'm just right now, I'm just kind of focused on that since it's slow right now. And I'm focused on comedy and like just, you know, building my platforms and following and stuff. But, I might consider going out to Arizona probably, cause that'd be probably closest to me.
Yeah.
Arizona or Nevada.
Hell yeah.
But
yeah, man, I mean, if you're ever in the Northwest, bro, hit me up. Cause we're busier than shit up here. So, but yeah, man, just talking about just kind of like getting into the rest of the, like looking at your page, man, it looks like you do, you got people that are like, you do modeling and shit like that. You do, like, you got a buddy who's a photographer, like you work with photographers and shit. So do you kind of talk to us about that, man? Like, what other projects do you do?
The modeling, really, like, it's to help out like my friends and stuff. And yeah, like it's just another form of like growing my page and stuff, you know. Like even in the photography and stuff, yeah, I'm always like tagging Hollywood. I'm just trying to like make my presence known.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm at this point in my life where it's just like I really don't care like what anyone says. I know that when you want to go far in life and you want more in life, there's going to be a lot of friction and a lot of people that are going to try to tear you down in the process. But I'm at the point where instead of letting it dim my light and, you know, knocking me down or sabotaging me, I'm letting it, just keep me motivated and just keep like more motivated. And it's just confirmation, like, all right, I'm doing something right. Yeah. I'm going in the right direction. If people are really taking their time out of their day to like hate on what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
Because if you read my bio on my pages, it says comedian, actor. Yeah. That should put everything into perspective.
Yeah.
And when the 10 years that I've been in construction, everyone talks shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, construction is like the funniest like shit. Like, we have a lot of fun working. Yeah. I just think that like what I'm doing is like I'm pretty much just taking pieces of the film and I'm putting it, you know, on social media.
Yeah.
Because I want to have fun. Like, if I'm gonna use social media, I want to have fun. I want to make people laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. And let it be a burden and scroll doom scroll. You know what I mean? You're actually getting value out of it, or you're making value with it.
Yeah. Like it makes me feel really good. Like, yeah, I get a lot of negativity, but I also get a lot of love, especially from electricians too.
Yeah.
They'll be like, hey, I'm an electrician. But your shit's so fucking funny. Like, and that
they can laugh at themselves, man. They can laugh at themselves. You know what I mean?
And it's open game. Like, iron workers aren't exempt from shit talking.
Yep.
It would be kind of hard to make fun of us though, because what we do is so cool.
Yeah.
So they would have to be really good with it. And that's going to be kind of hard, because what we do is fucking awesome, you know?
We do, man. But I would love to see like an Alex Firewatch, an iron worker Firewatch fucking predator. Dude, that'd be fucking awesome, bro. That'd be awesome.
Man, you just gave me an idea, you know?
Hell yeah, bro. That'd be awesome. But Alex, kind of just the one other thing that I wanted to talk to you, just, you know, like I said, I looked at your bio, man. It says actor, it says comedian, and then all it also says motivator and things like that, man. And so, like, that's another part of why I wanted to reach out to you, because you know, going to the gym, showing people that you are working out, man. Like you said, you came through a lot of adversity, man. Like a lot of us, a lot of construction workers have gone through adversity, and that's why we find ourselves doing construction, because construction takes everybody. There's really no fucking they take everybody, right? So like I wanted to ask you about like taking care of yourself, man. Just on the brief period that we've been talking, you know, you've talked about a lot about taking care of yourself and things like that. How do we get more iron workers or more construction workers in general to like look at themselves and ask them those questions? Like you have, obviously you've put your plans together and you've actually, you took action on your plans, but it starts way before that, right? In your mind and your thoughts, right? So like, how do we get more iron workers to do that stuff, man?
So for me, it's been a big process. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I've been to rehab 6 times. I'm in recovery for crystal meth addiction. So, yeah, for me, like, I just got, even though rehab, it woke me up in a lot of ways. I had a lot of spiritual awakenings in rehab, the support there. Like, if you know anybody that's struggling with addiction, this is not for the people that can handle themselves, that do things in moderation. Like, let's say they go out like on the weekend, have a drink, and they still live very productive lives. They're happy. Their wife and kids are happy. You know, bills are paid. You know, everything is going good. They just like to, you know, have fun and like drink, you know. This is for the people that are really like struggling with addiction. And there's a lot of it, you know, in construction. And I highly recommend going to rehab, because rehab, I've had the most monumental experiences in there. It's impacted my life in a very positive way. And just the people that you meet in there, everyone in there, like you see everyone who they truly are at their best. And so I highly recommend like going to rehab. Hey, if our union covers that, if our insurance covers it, whether you want to go through the union or whether you want to go through Kaiser, yeah, it's all there. And yeah, I highly recommend it. But the thing about it, when you go for 30, 60 or 90 days, we get caught up in all that support, counseling, and, you know, being around people that are, you know, like loving on you and stuff. We get caught up in that, and we have to bring rehab. We have to bring connections. We have to bring self-love back out on the streets. Back at our job, back at our homes and stuff. Like, you know, everywhere we go, we got to be walking a walking recovery. You know, whether if that's going to a meeting, whether if that's going to a church, whatever church you go to, whether if that's going on a run, whether if that's, you know, reading books, journaling, going to the gym. And the good thing about all this is that it's so cheap to do it. Like, you don't need money to go on a run. What, like the gym, what, it's like, you know, anywhere from $10 to $25 a month. You can't put a price on that. It's cheap. You know, I highly recommend it, because you become a better person. I mean, yeah, you look good with the muscles and everything, but you start peeling back the layers, like from your life, like, you know, all the things that you endured, like as a kid and like growing up. You know, I used to be in a gang. You know, if I struggled with a lot of things, and rehab taught me how to peel back those layers and become who I truly am supposed to be. And I believe that lately I've been tapping into that lately. And, you know, that's why you see me on Instagram doing all this like comedy stuff. It's because it's, yeah, like I'm finally tapping into that power now. Like, that's my lane, that's my power.
Hell yeah, brother.
I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I appreciate you telling us that, Alex, because I mean, I think a lot of us struggle with that, bro. Myself included, dude. I struggle with addiction. I always have, ever since being a little kid, man. So there is hope, man. It's just so one of the mantras I say is be intentional, man. I always try to be intentional on my day. I tell myself how this day is going to be, and it keeps me away from all those fucking demons that I've struggled with, all the those, you know what I mean? So I appreciate you saying that, because I just recently lost one of my boys to fucking fentanyl, man. And just, it sucks, because he called me the fucking day before he OD'd. And, you know, and I took pride in myself, because I actually educated myself trying to understand when somebody's in need, to hear those little cues of somebody asking for help. Right. Because a lot of people that don't deal with that stuff, well, they don't see that, or they don't hear it, or they're not aware of it. And I struggle with it, because I missed the cues, man. Cause he asked me, cause I asked him on the last question I asked before we hung up, I was like, man, outside of work, you know, how's life? And he just didn't sound right. Right. And I should have known better. So I have a little guilt there, but man, fucking addiction fucking sucks, dude. And I think we need to do a lot better job on talking about that, because we're going to continue to lose more and more. So when I was younger, man, I could go have a fun weekend and not fucking worry about shit. Nowadays, man, you're fucking dead with a little, just wanting to get a little bump. You know what I mean? And it's fucking, you're done, man. And that's so scary. Even having kids, right? I have teenage kids, man, and I'm fucking terrified, right? I go buy them testing kits, man. I don't give a shit. I'm not naive enough to think that the shit's not happening. Right? Mm-hmm. So it's I really appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, because we live in a world. Well, I can't speak for, outside of this country, but it seems like we live in a world where, men are looked at as weak for going to rehab, or weak for talking about mental illness, awareness, or whether if it's, drug addiction or addiction with alcohol and stuff. We're it's looked at as being weak. But how are we ever going to become better? I mean, Rebar is cool and everything like that, but I don't want to be a fucking an iron worker that's a slave to a fucking drug. I want to be the best iron worker that I could be, but I have to be the best Alex that I could be first.
100%, bro.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And in order to become the greatest versions of ourselves, we have to go inside, and we have to peel back those layers, whatever it is, whether you were bullied as a kid, or whether you were abused, the list goes on and on. I've been in rehab 6 times, and I've heard a lot of fucking stories, a lot of different reasons why, people are there, And, the only way to get through it, because if we don't tackle this, we're just going to end up right back in rehab. We're just going to end up right back, and it's just going to affect everything, our families, our job. And most of all, it's going to eventually take us out. I've met a lot of beautiful people in rehab that you hear about them, and, they were found dead in a hotel or something. OD'd. Or jumped in front of a train, committed suicide.
Yeah, man, it fucking sucks, dude. Cause I pay attention a lot to that, Alex, to be honest with you, man, because, like I said, it's near and dear to me, because I've lost quite a few friends to it. You know what I mean? And, I tell myself I refuse to allow that to happen anymore, man. And so, I try to do being a part of, the local, you know what I mean? I work for the local. And so really trying to, I get to talk to members all day. Right. And so really trying to, I'm usually the guy that most people will call. I'm not trying to, but I wanted to be that guy. Right. Because I've been through shit, and just all of the other iron workers that I talk to, man, I've been in your situation. So people call me. Right. And so that can be very difficult sometimes too, man, because, You know, a lot of people aren't prepared to hear some of the shit that people will actually tell you that are going through the shit, because you think they're the toughest motherfucker in the world, man. You're like, what the fuck, man? You're going through that? And so, like, it sometimes it's hard to get out of that. But, like, I feel very grateful to everybody who do reach out to me and asking for help or for advice or anything like that, man. So we definitely need to talk about it more, 100%.
Yeah, you have that vibe about you. Like, you seem like someone that, like, people would reach out to.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you have good energy, man. I can feel that shit from over here.
You as well, brother. You as well, Alex. And like I said, man, I appreciate you being on. And, you know, we're kind of getting that 40-minute mark. So kind of talking earlier, you said you want to do a shout out to a few people, man. And I would love to, if you still want to do that, man, I would love to have you do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And since I'm big time ADHD, I had to write it down because I always forget shit.
You know? Hell yeah. So, get some, Alex.
All right. So shout out to my boy, George Sanchez. You can go follow like his Instagram at Above the Rest, but it's Above with a 3, not an E. Above the Rest. And then my boy Richard at salient.apparel. And that's at Instagram too. Like, he does hoodies.
Dude, that hoodie's dope, bro.
Yeah, I got like pictures of it too. Like, yeah, uploaded onto my
Is that an ironwork company too, Alex?
No. No, this is like my friend Richard and stuff.
Gotcha.
Like,
okay.
Yeah, I just wanted because he's been helping me out a lot lately.
Hell yeah.
But this is George's stuff right here. Like, got
Rob. Hell yeah, dude. That's sick right there.
He's got he's got the wire reel on it, you know?
Hell yeah, bro. That's dope too.
Yeah, so yeah, like, he's got a whole bunch of stuff. Like, yeah, if you go follow him on his Instagram, he's always constantly uploading like new stuff to a story and stuff. Yeah, the dude's definitely talented. Yeah, he's got a lot of cool stuff. And it's not just rebar. I think he does everything, like welding, structural and stuff. So yeah, you'll see a bunch of different things on his page.
Hell yeah, brother. And then lastly, Alex, man, I usually ask a final question to my guest, man. And so, like, I usually ask, what would you tell somebody who wants to be an iron worker, who wants to be a rod buster, man? What would you tell to that kid, that high school kid that sees you guys working and busting rods all day that wants to go do it? What would you tell them?
I would tell them to get the fuck in the gym first. Because I made the mistake of, you know, thinking, you know, I had that badass mentality, right?
Yep.
You know, from the streets. I made the mistake, like, oh, it's just going to be another job, you know? Like, oh, I could do this, you know? Nope. I got humbled real quick. Yep. So I would say, if you have a chip on your shoulder, leave that shit at home. Start going to the gym. You know, probably watch some YouTube videos, you know, just see the get down first, kind of get an idea of the concept. And just know that you're just going to be sore probably for the first couple months.
Yep.
I remember my first day prior to going to the shop and prior to going to the field out in Stockton, what we were talking about, they sent me to the column yard. And, you know, we're not doing a lot of running or moving around on there. We're just tying columns. But I remember driving home, and I was that was out in Modesto, and I was driving to Lathrop at the time because that's where I was living. And I remember getting out of the car, and both my hamstrings tightened up on me, and I fell to the ground.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, bro. I know exactly. Oh, fuck. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So. Yeah, start going on, you know, some runs, go to the gym and stuff like that. And just know the first couple months, like, you're going to be sore. But just if you can get past those first couple months, yeah, you're good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, you heard it from Alex. Brothers and sisters, I appreciate everybody for tuning in. Alex, thank you, brother. And everyone be safe.
Oh, can I do one more shout out?
Yeah, get you some, Alex. Get you some.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, my boy Travis with at Bay Love Street Photos. And that's also Instagram too as well.
Hell yeah. Well, you heard it from Alex again. So with that being said, brothers and sisters, have a good one and be safe.